Joining us on the line from SAMNAT, we have Mohammed Karwa. We talk about recent reports funded by the FATF and the EU have sparked concerns regarding the involvement of South African NGOs and PBOs in terrorist financing. We know the media have run this story with headlines that many consider to be somewhat sensationalist and unnecessarily generalizing and implicating Muslim NGOs. So, Mohammed Karwa of SAMNAT has done a bit of an assessment of the report and joins us online. Mohammed, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam alana, and thank you for having me on your show.
So let's talk about the background of the report and who's funding it. I mean, where does it originate from? What was the objective?
Okay, so the Financial Action Task Force, I think they're called, to get their full terminology, is an organization that is made up of countries from across the world working to try and establish a set of rules and processes and principles to actually try and make sure that terrorism isn't funded or to tackle the roots of funding for terrorism. And, in the broader sense of what they do, there is a system, there is a process. And what we've been able to establish subsequently is that this isn't something that has happened in the last, few weeks or months. This has been a process that's been ongoing, and it's going on elsewhere in the world as well. And the idea behind it is to be able to try and make sure that money that is moving across the world is tracked. But when we start looking a little bit deeper, we've got to ask some real questions, like many other institutions in the world, where the funding for some of this report has come out of the EU. And like many other instances, when it comes to the definition of who is on my side and who is on your side, people tend to start becoming very subjective rather than objective. So in principle, and reading the report and reading what, SARS and the Financial Intelligence Committee have, or center that is South African organization, have actually compiled, the process and what they've done is reasonable. We may not necessarily agree on the detail of the assessments and some of things of that sort, but what we do take issue with is that there has been a almost exclusive focus, especially in the media, on the funding of so-called Islamic terrorism, where the focus has been that almost as though there's this conduit in South Africa is the center for global funding, when in fact what the report actually says is that South Africa is at high risk. But the reality is that if we live in the world today, every country is at high risk of being a center where financial or money is going to flow into places that we don't want to. So I think the first point we've got to raise is this a legitimate report? It's a fair report in the actual detail of the report and what it's trying to actually achieve for financial tracking and controls in the world to be able to make sure that money is not going where it's not supposed to. Mm-hmm. However, the way that it's being framed and the way that the media specifically have actually taken this is something we have substantial issue with.
So let's look at that. I mean, what does the report say in essence, and to what extent are Muslim NGOs in South Africa implicated, and to what extent is the media ignoring others and super focusing on Muslim NGOs?
Exactly. So the first thing is the report starts off where they use NPOs as a categorization, and there's something like 230,000 that are registered with SARS. When you start looking at those and you start breaking it down, they've actually only surveyed 300 and some change out of that. But there's a whole lot of them that are NPOs that in South Africa, our NPO definition and our NGO definition and our PBO definition are all different measures that you actually have to break this down to. So when they start looking in the detail of the report, they don't mention any specific Muslim or any other organizations by name. They do that because they want to obviously address the core issue, which is what the original principle of the report was, which is to address the issue of how things are managed rather than what is actually and who is doing what. So it's not an investigation. What we do notice in the report is that there are only three instances that they report in the last 10 odd years of convictions in South Africa relating to the funding of terrorism. One has got to do with an individual who has come down from Nigeria, and the funding goes to the organization or an organization involved in kind of southern Nigeria, which has a very different agenda to what the first thing that people would think of when you say terrorism in Nigeria. You think of northern Nigeria and organizations that are based there. Here it's got to do with the Delta area. And they've been convicted because they used South Africa, or they came to South Africa and they were raising funds for what is deemed a terrorist organization in Nigeria. The second one relates to two siblings who tried to get funds to head off to Syria, and they were stopped. So that's a challenge there. The third one is a South African leader of a Christian organization, of a right wing organization that actually was looking to have violent actions in South Africa. And so these were the three instances of convictions. And then there's a couple of case studies, and some of them are very concerning and must be concerning for us as a Muslim community, because it does, address issues that are beyond this report that we need to address. However, when we compare this and we start thinking, okay, so how many instances of actual terrorism have we experienced in South Africa versus instances in the United States or in Europe or elsewhere? When we start looking at, the broader picture of terrorism in the United States, the vast amount number and the vast majority of that is actually right-wing, local terrorism there. We start seeing things in Europe, that is a massive problem that they've got with extremism from within the European Union that relates to nationalism and to all sorts of other things like the English Defense League, etc. And a lot of it comes down to where does the tag terrorism go? Now, when we start looking at that tag of terrorism, that's a whole different issue because, South Africa is an example of where countries that eventually came out and lauded Nelson Mandela had defined him as a terrorist. Mm-hmm. So when you are looking at the process of what is being judged and how it's being measured, that has a skew, that has a problem, and we need to actually start thinking about this objectively, and we need to address the media proactively, we need to address the media intelligently, and we need to actually hold them accountable for what they are saying, not just by, the perspective of going out there and saying, well, the media is wrong. There's a lot of good people there, but unfortunately, we're seeing the same voices from the same, publications singing the same song on a repeated basis that is, feeds the Islamophobic tropes, and we need to hold people accountable for that. So why is it that the headlines are, South Africa is a medium risk? Yes. Yeah. But it is a medium risk of what potentially can happen, considering we have a very advanced financial system and we connect globally.
So where does the implication for Muslim NGOs in particular come from? Is it that because two of the three convictions have been Muslim individuals, or is it because the case studies focus more on Muslim NGOs?
Okay, so it's actually only one that has actually been a Muslim case. The one in the Nigerian Delta is actually someone, it has nothing to do with any Muslim linked organizations or organizations that might be doing that. That's southern Nigeria. There are cases that they refer to in the study or in the report, which do focus a lot on funding for organizations outside the country that are, Muslim-linked organizations or Muslim-named organizations. Now, when we look at that as well, one of the other key factors that we've got to consider is 98% of the funding and that happens in South Africa for public benefit and for social services, which is, I think it's over 40% of the funds are spent on social services locally from our NGOs. There's only about 2% of them that actually go overseas. The report actually indicates that there's no more than, you know, half a dozen organizations that actually, you know, do spend a substantial amount of money or receive a substantial amount of money that they use to support causes outside the country. But then we've got to consider that many of our organizations are doing relief work in places of natural disaster, places where there is, refugees, where they are trying to help people in Syria, where they are trying to help people, you know, in after a disaster, in, you know, even including Haiti, things of that sort. Yet all of that is completely washed away with this complete kind of angle that it is as though South Africans and South African organizations are throwing this money around in willy-nilly. And what comes through in the report is that the organizations are acutely aware of the risk. They are acutely aware of it. They are taking actions. They are making efforts to do so. But that doesn't take away from the fact that the risk exists. And when you speak to, and when they've interviewed these organizations, which is in the detail of the report, they say that the biggest risk is not actually terrorist funding. The biggest risk is actually money laundering for criminal activity. The biggest risks are using organizations and abusing them to further political, agendas. And that leads us to another question. When you start talking about this from a very narrow perspective of terrorism, we got to ask, what is the responsibility and accountability and the impact of funding for political organizations that have very extreme views, whether it is here or whether it is abroad? If somebody comes into South Africa and says they are collecting funds for the right-wing Israeli parliamentary parties that are spewing out a genocide and that are actually calling for genocide, then is that not terrorism? When we have situations where people are actually, collecting funds that are not just in Palestine, but in other parts of the world. It could be India, it could be Myanmar, it could be, in France. We must not think that this globally connected world is we are isolated from it. We are an integral part of it. And we can't continue and we can't exist because global trade requires funds to move. We've got businesses and entities that do trade, and South Africa's in a difficult position because we aren't taking sides. And I think that that's something that is an issue.
Well, Shukran Mohammed, for taking the initiative, looking at the report and assessing it and sharing your thoughts with us. We really appreciate it.
Shukran, Jazakallah for the opportunity. And inshallah, please, we would like the public to get out there and to start speaking on this issue, not in their own WhatsApp groups and in their own echo chambers, as we always describe it. We need them to get out and speak to the and write to the media, get onto the radio stations and raise these points. Raise the points that this is not about. We got to look at the 99.9% of the work that is positive. And yes, we must address the issues of risk. But this is not a risk about what we are doing as South Africans and what we as donors are doing. This is a risk about global issues. I mean, the world is is at a high risk of terrorism. We can't ignore that and then say medium risk is something that is understandable. Most of these issues haven't been created by South Africans or people in the global south.
Jazakumullah for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
That was Semnet's Mohammed Karwa assessing that report, which implicates South African NGOs in the funding of terrorism and showing what would be a more balanced approach in terms of the situation. You can't totally ignore these concerns, but at the same time, they should not be exaggerated, generalized, or specified to one community, the Muslim community or any other such community.